Hi guys, welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday with Diola. So today, officially Happy New Year to you. I wish you a prosperous year 2021, a year filled with so much joy and laughter and happiness. And I pray that at the end of this year we'll have so much accomplishments and so much things stick off our to-do list and goals and all of that. So I wish you a very, very, very prosperous year and a productive year. Yes, welcome to the year 2021, guys. On today's episode, I'll be talking about goals, new year resolutions and goals, and how to get it right. Of course, it's very important to have new year resolutions and things we feel like we want to do in the new year. It's actually really important to have an overview of how you would love your year to be like, and a list of things that you would love to accomplish at the end of the year. It's very important to have them. It gives you a sense of direction. It helps you to know where exactly to place your focus on. So in this year 2021, I just hope everybody has things that they wish to accomplish at the end of the year, and things that they have written down as resolutions or goals. So today I just want to talk about how I feel like we could get these resolutions right, because I won't lie to you, it's one thing to write goals down or write resolutions down, and then it's another thing to actually be able to accomplish them, or to be able to like ensure that you do it, you make it work. So what can we do to make sure that our new year resolutions don't end up not being done or not being ticked? You know, there are some people that actually at the end of the year, when you look at your resolution, maybe it's only one out of, some people write 50, 30. I want to buy a new car, I want to buy a new phone, I want to buy a new I want to get married, I want to have 15 new friends, I want to read 25 books, I want to read 60 books. Guys, how do we ensure that, okay, we don't feel like our year has been wasted? Because I felt that way before at the end of the year. Like when I see my goals and aspirations for the year, I feel like I wasted that year, because at the end of the day, I didn't even end up doing up to half of my resolutions. So I'm just going to like pinpoint like stuff that I feel like, okay, will make you get new year resolutions right. I think the first thing is to be realistic about your resolutions. Like, you don't have to lie to yourself and give yourself false hope, like, because you see many people are writing, I want to read 20 books. You that you've not read one, you write, I want to read 20 books. Like, be realistic. Like, think to yourself, okay, how many books do I feel like I can read for 12 months? And don't lie to yourself, please. I think we should have passed that level of like giving ourselves false hope and lying to ourselves. So yeah, you should first of all think to yourself, be realistic with yourself. How many of these can I do in a year? Don't go and write, I want to buy the latest Lexus Jeep. Meanwhile, you don't even have a toy car in the house. I'm not saying there's nothing that cannot happen. No. I'm just saying, let us learn to be realistic to avoid feeling bad at the end of the year. So I feel like if you haven't read one book successfully in a year, you shouldn't write, I want to read 20 books or 30 books in 2021. Note, I do not say it is not possible, you cannot accomplish it. I'm saying you should set realistic goals. You could actually write, I want to read 10 books, or I want to read 2 books in a month, I want to read 1 book in a month. Makes it sound more realistic. Makes you feel like, whenever you look at it, you feel like, okay, I could do this. Like, you don't have to, because there are sometimes you look at some things you write down and you're like, I can't do this one. Like, the spirit of laziness will just descend upon you that I can't even do this shit. I can't do it. So let me not even stress myself. I'm that kind of person. I lose. Well, things used to tete sue me. So yeah, you should write realistic goals. That's number one. I feel like everybody should have realistic goals. Let's not imagine a ton of work. Don't lie to yourself. Number two is, how do I get my new year resolutions right? How do I make sure that at the end of the year I have actually accomplished a lot of things, or I have actually accomplished what I wanted to achieve? Number two is, you should be responsible for your actions. Note, if you're by now, you cannot be intentional about your decisions. You need to grow. You need to learn. Because at the end of the day, you need to know this. It is your life. It's you that you are living the life. Do you get me? So if you cannot make decisions concerning your future and be intentional about them, you need to, this year, grow yourself. You need to grow yourself. You need to grow yourself. So this year, number two way you can make your resolutions work is, you need to be intentional and you need to be responsible for your decisions. You need to be show a sense of responsibilities. I mean, you cannot write, I want to learn to sew, and you cannot even think to yourself how you want to learn to sew. I mean, it's one thing to say I want to do this, it's another thing to actually act on that want. So you cannot just sit down at home and be telling yourself I want to. You need to be responsible and get out there and learn how to. So that's number two. Number three is, I feel like to be able to get your resolutions right and to be able to achieve a lot at the end of the year, you actually have, okay, this is not, I don't think this is a must, but depends on your personality. I think you should have a friend that two of you agree to check up on each other. Note, like, it works a lot when you have somebody that, you know, checks up on your progress and you check up on the person's progress. It helps you to track your progress. So for instance, in this year, I want to build a house, for instance, and then I have a friend that this year wants to travel out. Now, this is how this thing works. At the end of, depends on how you guys actually, how you guys, I don't know how to explain it, but it depends on the process of what you want to do. Like, for me, by building my own house would mean I have to make money to be able to make some payments and all of that. So let's just say monthly she'd check up on me, and then I check up on her too. Like, we check each other, what have you done this month concerning this? Okay, where I'm lacking, we could ginger each other. It works a lot. I know it might seem like foreign, and like, it might seem like a weird idea, but listen, it works a lot. It works a lot. Having somebody check up on your progress, or check up on things you like, having a partner in resolution is actually really helpful. It's really helpful. I really would recommend it. Like, everybody should have somebody that is responsible for their progress. Note, like, doesn't have to be, in fact, it can even be your family. It doesn't have to be your friend. It could be like your family, someone really close to you, someone that you know would not bullshit you, like somebody that you know will tell you the truth. Like, when you are, I was about to swear, but when you are messing things up, the person should be able to like pinpoint that, guy, you are not doing this right, this is how you should do it, this is how you should do it, this is how you should, not somebody that will be doing Yes, you tried your best. I'm be lying to you. So yeah, I feel like that. I highly recommend that. Apart from these three things, I don't think I have any other way. Any other way, because me too, I am learning on my own. So everybody should buy research. But those are the three main things I feel like everybody should do in order to get their resolutions right, in order to get their new year goals right. And I really hope, and I really hope that at the end of the year, a lot of my friends, including myself, will see growth in each other, like in all aspects. I keep saying it, everybody should crave growth. Like, everybody should want to grow. You should not want to be stagnant. Yeah, so I really hope to see growth in my friends and in my listeners, people that listen to my podcast. I really hope to see growth in everybody, so at the end of the year we could actually have so much good stories to share among ourselves. Yeah, so that's it for today's episode. I'm so grateful that we got to see 2021. I really hope everybody has a great year. In this year, the podcast will of course be updated on the first and the last Mondays of the month, so watch out for it. Watch out for each update. It's going to be very exceptional. There are so much I have planned for this year for this podcast, and yeah, so just look out for it. Look out for a lot of things that are coming on the podcast. And yeah, so guys, I think this is where I wanted to say draw the curtain, but we are not acting drama, so I think this is where I drop my mic. Have a prosperous new week and a prosperous month and a prosperous yeah. So bye guys, thank you for tuning in. Love you.